is that noise?
Well, good morning, sunshine.
Well, the bad news is it is Monday.
Ugh, Monday.
Monday.
What? It's Monday already?
Come on, lazy bones. Time to get moving.
Okay, I'm up.
Now let's get back to work, hey?
Why are we all forced to go to work?
I got bills to pay.
Great. Let's get started.
Okay, everybody, it's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
I can guarantee you this. Karina will blow her nose a lot, and I won't slap anybody. I promise. Can we get started now?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Weekend in review. It started Friday at Sun Tech. It was a good time.
It was.
Great kids there.
Yes.
I love the whole melting pot aspect of Sun Area Technical School, where you take kids from every single school district that want a job in the tech field, and you put them all together, hanging with the guys in the diesel shop. They're all buddies. I was like, you guys look like you're all friends. Yeah, we are. We met a lot of very talented young kids that you don't have to go to college, right?
No, I mean, you can go to these tech school. My dad did it as well. And
yeah.
My cousin's son, Kincaid, I got to see him while we were there. And all these kids were so outgoing and so smart. And so it would be great to see their
pictures. And just as a side note, in case you're wondering, are Tom and Karina telling you the truth? I'm driving to the school and I see the sign on the side of the road on 304 that says carpenters needed, $49.99 an hour. I was like, hello.
Yeah, some doctors don't even make that amount. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you. So yeah, thank you to Sun Tech for having us. It was a great time.
It was.
You sounded like you needed some rest this weekend.
Yeah.
Because you still don't sound too good.
A little cold, but I'm hanging in there. I'm all right.
I love the smell of mentholyptus.
Did you
Thanks
not?
For polluting up the room. This is great. Can we open a window?
Sorry, Ned.
Okay. You take care of yourself. Now, we had a lot of basketball over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Cinderella story finally bowed out yesterday and a sad one. And then nobody watches the Oscars. I mean, there's no reason to watch the Oscars.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Nick Wright's name out your mouth.
Oh!
Wow, dude.
Them fighting words.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that was the part that you didn't see on TV last night, but somebody at ABC leaked it out and Japanese TV picked it up, and we have it on the internet today anyway.
It's the one time I really wish I would have watched the Oscars.
I'm with you because I didn't watch either.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Jimmy Fallon's on the way. There's a whole new maple syrup flavored soda coming out. That sounds delicious, doesn't it?
said
the diabetic. Anyway, we've got that. And yes, we will address the elephant in the room, which would be Will Smith or Chris Rock. Which one was the actual elephant in the room?
Depends on who you're rooting for.
I guess.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Some business news. IHOP and Pepsi have teamed up to create the new maple syrup cola.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to be healthy, so I'm going to wait till they come out with a diet maple syrup.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
My name's Tom Morgan. Who's that over there?
Karina Carr, I think.
Yeah, she kind of sounds like her. I'm glad you came in. Hats off to you. Because, man, a lot of people would have just, sorry. Got a bad cold and coughing and sneezing and all that, plus allergies on top of that.
And Daddy didn't raise that kind of gal.
Well, that's good. So, that's good.
I know my limits,
that's
though.
Old school.
Yeah.
Today's National Respect Your Cat Day, so let's throw Lynn Hall's cats in on top of your asthma and your allergies and your cold.
The two things I'm not allergic to, though, are dogs and cats.
Well, I am, so we bring them damn cats in here. We'll all be choking by the end of the show. Anyway.
Well, you're not a cat person anyway, so.
No, not really. Movie Mike will be in later. Hopefully he's healthy. He'll talk about the Oscars, and the Oscars are really nothing to talk about until there's something to talk about. And there was something to talk about last night.
We thought it being three strong actress women finally narrating this whole thing was going to be the big story, and it turns out,
Turns out
Will Smith said, hold my beer.
Yeah.
So I could punch somebody.
Chris Rock wanted to give the nominees her best documentary. Instead, he snuck in a Will Smith's wife's bald head joke, and it didn't go
Jada,
well.
I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it. All right?
Really funny. Except Robin thinks so.
That was a nice one. Okay. I'm out here. Uh-oh.
Will gets up out of the
seat.
Here he comes. But this will be funny.
Oh,
that wasn't funny.
Wow.
He just popped him in the face.
Will Smith.
And then you get 2 seconds of dead air on network TV.
Delay.
Greatest night in the history of television. Okay.
Now it gets worse from there. Won't play the whole thing, but Chris Rock is trying to get himself together.
Yeah, he's very disheveled at this point. And he's taken off guard, which I don't blame him, yeah.
Yeah, because it's not every day that someone walks up on stage and slaps you in the face. He wasn't punched, he was slapped, but still, it was a pretty good slap.
Mm-hmm, you could hear the sound effects.
And everybody has, like, opinions on it. Now, Will, as we played a little bit at the last break, was pretty upset with the fact that he was making fun of his wife.
Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
This is what you didn't hear.
Out your mouth.
Ah, so wow, is he kidding or no? No.
No. It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name
out of your mouth. There it is.
I'm going to, okay?
Now he could keep rolling, and then they went back to network TV. That was leaked out. Somebody on ABC lost their job.
That's probably why there was those 2 seconds of dead air.
and Japanese television aired the whole thing. So your thoughts? I mean,
I'm all about protecting your wife or your husband. I bet I don't think violence is ever the answer. So I don't know. I'm not saying it was really an appropriate thing, but I've seen way worse jokes in television awards. So I don't know. I mean, I'm not saying he should have said that. But again, you just made a mockery of the Oscars by being childish. I mean, you could have had a conversation after it was done.
Agreed. Very well put, as a matter of fact, Karina. Do you think, like, maybe some of it was staged?
I have to wonder these days because...
Because how come security didn't come running out when Will Smith came up on stage?
Yeah, you'd think he had some kind of bodyguard or somebody that would say, all right, this can't go on national... Or they would have just went to a commercial or something.
He came right up and smacked him. Yeah. And why didn't they cut to a commercial?
No, normally, years ago, if that happened, oh, Lord, you know, cut, you know.
I just, you said it best. Nothing is settled with violence.
Yeah. But if you're hearing this, don't do that.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning, next.
Once upon a time, there was a Cinderella team known as the St. Peter's Peacocks who played in a college basketball tournament.
St. Peter's!
In the first round, they knocked off Kentucky.
Pulls off the upset!
And ruined a lot of people's brackets.
The Peacocks!
In the second round, they dropped Murray State and advanced to the Sweet 16.
St. Peter's has done the unthinkable!
Next, they beat Purdue and became the first 15 seed to make it to the Elite
Eight. Friday night,
this miracle run continues!
Where they lost to North Carolina, and now not as many people care about the Final Four. The end.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's the truth. I kind of lost my zest for the Final Four. I don't want to see North Carolina play Duke again. Most people do, but I don't. I wanted to see Duke, Coach K retiring, playing a Cinderella story.
It's a nice thought, but we don't always get what we want, Tom.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Karina Carr with March Sadness.
Yes. We say goodbye to the Houston Cougars. And not the kind that are old and like to date younger. Anyway.
Easy.
Going back to Houston. Thank God it's a beautiful city that you have to go back to.
Yeah. And baseball's coming. There's the Astros. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Arkansas, Razorbacks, Blue Pig Suey. Not so much.
No.
Neither.
So long, Arkansas.
Miami Hurricanes didn't blow through that one.
Well, if they played one half, they would have won. But you know what? That hurricane kind of petered out at halftime.
They're still stuck on the eye wall.
See you later, Canes.
And then again, our St. Peter's Peacocks.
And yeah, back to the petting zoo.
Their feathers are down for life. And now we'll just have to pay homage through NBC every night.
Yeah, that's the only thing we have left. So long, Peacocks. We bid you adieu.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Music lost a great drummer. I'm sure Movie Mike will talk about it with the Entertainment Report coming up.
You're going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Foo Fighters. First, I'd like to thank Dave. None of this would happen if it wasn't for Dave. Thank you for letting me be in your band. I want to thank my beautiful wife, Allison, my beautiful children, Shane Hawkins, Annabelle Hawkins, Everly Hawkins. I love you guys so much. Thanks, everyone.
Taylor Hawkins himself accepting his induction into the Hall of Fame in 2021.
Very sad.
Very sad. The problems of drugs and alcohol in this country are not addressed enough.
No, and I hate to say it, but those numbers only skyrocketed during COVID, the more isolated people were, so prayers to his family. Ay-yi-yi.
Yes, definitely. And if you have issues in your family, try to bring them to the forefront. Don't ignore them. They don't go away, right?
No.
Taylor Hawkins, dead at the age of 50.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
On a happier note.
On a happier note, we're going to boing, boing, boing after the news.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
The hunt is on.
Call now. 1-800-326-94KX.
There's that sound.
The boing. You got a kid, 5 to 10 years old, that wants the Easter egg hunt with 94KX. Now's your chance. Callers 9 and 4.
Your own child, again, age 5 through 10. Joining us April 3rd, 6,000 eggs up for grabs and a huge grand prize. 1-800-326-94KX.
Good luck. Two more qualifiers for our boing, boing, boinging. We've got Larissa from Lewisburg and...
Hi, Audra.
Audra, what's your last name?
Renner, R-E-N-N-E-R.
Awesome. You got a kiddo age 5 through 10?
I have two, yes.
Awesome. Well, you're going to have to choose one of them to be boing, boing, boinging.
Yeah. It will be my boy, yeah.
All right, we got you signed up.
Keep listening for that boing, boing, boing sound. And when you do, call 1-800-326-94KX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Yay. Birthday buddies.
Yay!
Day buddies.
Every day.
And go!
My go isn't as strong today.
That's all right.
It's okay. You said it. That's all.
It was shallow.
Speaking of shallow, Lady Gaga is 36 years old.
See what I did there?
She's an actress. She's a singer. She's a composer. She does it all.
She does, actually. Yes, she does.
Lady Gaga, 36.
And she wears meat better than anybody else.
Indeed.
I've never seen anyone else wear meat. So yes, you are correct.
There you go.
How do you wake up Lady Gaga in the morning?
You give her meat? No, I
know. You poke her face.
Oh, got it.
Vince Vaughn is 52 today.
Okay.
That wedding crasher.
He's hilarious.
He is funny.
And shall we cue the music? You won't recognize her by name. Cheryl James is 56 years old today. She is the salt in Salt and Pepper.
Pushing it real good.
I'm pushing it real good.
Oh, you're pushing it already.
Now you sound like my dad. Okay?
Wait, are you ready to...
parental in there. Yeah.
Are you ready to shoot?
We just want to move on.
Yeah, okay. All right. Enough pepper.
You're in throwing.
In the morning, it's too pepper itch in the morning.
I'll salt your pepper. There's another parental thing right
there.
We're
not talking about your hair.
All right. Here we go. It's time for the locals. What do we call them, ladies?
Birthday buddies.
You betcha. A big happy birthday to Deborah Folk. She's from Paxtonville, 61 years old today.
Kat Shaw from Shemokin is 42. Happy birthday.
Kayla Specht is 33 today.
Happy birthday to Ken Heiss. He's 68.
Kevin Hood from Middleburg is 37. Happy birthday.
Lisa Snyder's from Shemokin. She's 62 today. Happy birthday, Lisa.
Matthew Barrett is 37.
Mindy Lampernos from Lewisburg is 53. Happy birthday.
And Roxanne Morris is 53 today.
Anybody on that book of faces, Karina?
Well, there is, but it's for a month from now. So we'll hang tight to that
one. Won't say anything about that now.
Yeah. He's just getting his bid in early. I love that.
You know, that's
a go-getter right there.
There you go.
The only calls on the Ford Fun Line were boing, boing, boinging just a few minutes ago. No birthdays, nothing on the email, nothing on the text club, but those are all ways, correct?
There are different ways you may get a hold of us, yes.
Yes, because we're always here for you.
Because you're a more important local celebrity than, yes, you know, those Yahoo's making $1 million on TV.
Yeah, we just pass by them.
People, yeah.
Yeah.
Or the Yahoo standing in the studio right now.
Well, get
that. Anyway, we do it every day at this time. What's it called?
Birthday buddies.
WQKX. Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
We've got some good news coming up, and it's really cool stuff. So this duck walks into a hospital. It's actually going to be a good news story.
Okay.
I promise.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it.
Now, the good news.
Well, I love the cute little ducklings, and apparently they decided to make a hospital in Florida their delivery center.
Oh my gosh, y'all are going to have to try and keep them. Yeah, come around. Call Baby Shelton.
You're
going to see the babies.
Listen to them.
Safe newborn spine. Maternity.
Ducks are having babies in hospitals?
Yep, they just hatched, and then there's a clip of the mom and duck being escorted out of the hospital.
Excuse me, duck, what insurance do you have? Aflac, okay.
We don't take that. Get out.
Other good news, a dad running a marathon, pushing a baby in a stroller. We've seen that before. How about a dad pushing a record quintuplets in a baby stroller?
While I'm out there, I'm thinking about what the kids went through when Amy was pregnant with them, and then what Amy went through, and they really showed me that anything is possible.
Wow.
2 hours and 19 minutes. Come on, dude. You couldn't have made it an even 220. I'm just saying.
Well, what did you want him to do, unload a few babies? Come on.
No, I just kept going for 1 minute more.
And speaking of having babies, right here in Harrisburg, PA, they're asking people to turn off their lights. And not an April Fool's Day joke. April 1 through May 31st. So the birds in their neighborhoods can migrate safely without smashing into buildings and have little birdies.
The curly morbid turn.
This is good news.
It's good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
Birds do it. Bees do it.
No,
even
Lord.
Ducks in a hospital do it.
The bird is the word.
Bird is the word.
The bird.
Coming up
bird.
With Morgan in the Morning.
All right, coming up, we'll bring you that late night soundbite we promised you with Bill Maher. It's on the way.
It's all on Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Now that Maury Povich is retiring, someone else must take over as America's paternity tester, because nothing makes our day quite like hearing the five most beautiful words in the English language. You are not the father.
WQKX. 94KX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
The Oscars were held last night, but no one's talking about the winners. That's because Will Smith walked on stage and slapped presenter Chris Rock after the comedian made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith's bald head. A visibly angry Smith then went back to his seat and yelled, keep my wife's name out of your bleeping mouth, twice at Chris Rock. Now, there's one detail that maybe explains Will's actions. Jada shaves her head due to a medical condition. She has alopecia, which causes hair loss. Sources say that Rock approached Will and Jada backstage later to apologize. Will did sort of address the incident later on when he won Best Actor for King Richard. He apologized to the Academy and to his fellow nominees, but not to Chris Rock. Now, according to the Los Angeles Police Department, Rock has opted not to press charges. So as far as they're concerned, this case is closed.
Okay, then.
So, now, as for the winners, aside from Smith, Oscars went to Jessica Chastain for The Eyes of Tammy Faye, Troy Kotsur for Coda, and Ariana DeBose for West Side Story. Coda won Best Picture.
All right.
So there's a happy tag to the
to a weird
story.
Evening.
Yeah. Now, you know, we kind of make jokes about celebrity deaths and how often we talk about them here, but we have one today that really breaks my heart.
I know, and you're wearing your shirt today.
I've been devastated all weekend. By now, there's no way you haven't heard that Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins died in his hotel in Bogota, Colombia on Friday night. He was only 50 years old. There's still no word on the cause of death, but local officials say he had 10 different drugs in his system, including marijuana, opioids, antidepressants, and benzodiazepines, which are used to relieve stress and anxiety and to help people sleep. Taylor passed away as fans were starting to gather for the band's performance. Paramedics responded to a call about a patient with chest pains. When they arrived, they were unable to revive him. Obviously, that show was canceled. The Foo Fighters have already returned to Bogota from L.A. And a good time for us to point out that addiction you know, is a lifelong problem. And if you're out there and you're struggling, please get some help. Don't end up like Taylor Hawkins. Just a real tragedy.
Absolutely. And all the celebrities pouring out their feelings, that's nice. But at the same time, celebrities, like Elton John, for instance.
Right.
He needs to point out exactly what happened and try to explain to our younger generation that this has to stop happening, right?
Right, absolutely. And, you know, addiction, there's lots of help out there if you need it. Young people need to understand. Don't go down that road. If you are on that road, go get some help. And looking at the box office, Sandra Bullock and Channing Tatum topped it this weekend with The Lost City. It opened to $31 million. The Batman was second with $20 million. This is interesting. An Indian film called RRR, which stands for Rise, War, Revolt, opened in third place with $9 million. There's a big market for these movies. They often end up in the top 10, but not usually in the top 5.
Wow.
So that was a great opening for that.
Wow.
Uncharted came in fourth with $5 million, and fifth place went to Jujutsu Kaisen Zero with $4 million.
All right, well, thank you for wearing the Foo Fighters shirt. I know I can count on you.
Yeah, I'm really devastated. They're my favorite band, and that was just a huge loss.
Years ago when they were in the Super Bowl, my mom texted me. She's like, are they the Foo Fighters? I'm like, no, Mom, they're not.
The greatest story about them, go and Google the story about the time they were on Saturday Night Live with Christopher Walken hosting. There's a great story about that.
All right, we'll Google that, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday with a new movie.
Yeah, I'll see you then.
All month long, and the month is winding down. So what do you want to do? You want to be kind all year long,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Good morning, Stacey and Danielle. Week 5.
Good morning. Yay.
Oh, I like how they
that was like
that
birthday buddies right there. That was pretty good.
I think they did it in stereo, too. Ladies, do you mind if we recap this great campaign before we talk about week 5 coming up?
I'd be sure.
All right. I like how those ladies did that.
I do. You're right. It was in surround sound.
Let's say
cool.
Morgan in the morning real quick. Ready?
Morgan in the morning.
94.1 WQKX.
The Be Kind campaign is wrapping up. We have Stacy and Danielle on the toll-free line with us. Stacy, let's talk about the highlights of this campaign, huh?
There are. First, we want to thank our sponsor, Evan Community Hospital, that is making this campaign possible every year. This year had our greatest engagement with schools and organizations. 29 schools, 28 organizations, 18 libraries are all participating currently in the kindness campaign. So it's been really wonderful to feel like we have a great 5-county spread. We've been sharing out posts where we're tagged. So if you're checking our Greater Susquehanna Valley and Edgway Facebook page or Instagram, we have some great posts of what those schools and organizations are doing, including Kindness Week at Mount Carmel Elementary School, Kindness Month activities with Warrior Run School District. And just one example, Dagenstein Library did kindness bracelets with your morning show.
Yeah. So we actually still have the flowers right here next to the soundboard.
Yeah, we made the kindness flowers, and they're still on display until March 31st, maybe all through spring. Who knows?
I love having them. It brightens the studio, and it's our colors.
We've also been able to promote volunteer needs for the first time this year. We have a new theme, Be Kind to Your Community, and it's been a great way to feature our local nonprofits and the volunteer needs that they need in order to continue their programming. So if we can be just directing people to our website, we have /BeKind2022. We have a place that you can select volunteer needs and be looking at that to see how that might match with your availability. We also have been featuring people in the community, especially our local youth, doing great acts in the community. We had our youth ambassadors. And then the last thing I just would like to share is that there was almost 1,500 books shared out to daycares, libraries, and schools through this campaign.
What a great campaign. Week 5, right, Karina?
Absolutely. Being kind all year long, and that's a really great way to kind of wrap up each week being culminated into a whole year, which is what we strive for.
We also wanted to share that what we have in the year to come, April 22nd is actually National Volunteer Week. May 16th is something that we'll also be promoting, which is Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day. April 25th is Be Kind to Humankind Week, so you'll tune in to our Facebook page and website for more activities and challenges and contests to come on during that week. And then finally, November 17th is World Kindness Day. So we'll have more to come on this. So be sure to like and follow our Facebook page at CSVUW. That's our handle so that you can be in the know.
Awesome. Stacy and Danielle, thanks for being with us again. And we'll talk to you guys on Friday.
Thank you. Have a great week.
You too.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late Night TV is on the way next. Fallon is back talking about the Batman.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
The director of the Batman just released a deleted scene showing Robert Pattinson facing off against the Joker. It's pretty shocking. I had no idea that you could release a 3-hour movie and still have deleted scenes. But the scene is really something. I mean, we haven't seen a Batman face off against the Joker in months.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day. Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, because you're on the way to work, you should know that it's okay to criticize a coworker. I would tread lightly on this.
As long as it's done constructively.
I don't know if this is even a good way to start the work week coming off the Academy Awards last night. A new study found that your coworkers might actually like to hear your thoughts on how bad they are at their job, as long as it's constructive criticism.
That's right. And then the more receptive to your feedback than you think, we usually don't say anything because we don't like confrontation and don't want to seem rude.
Right. So no open hand slapping like Will Smith. If it's something major, we're even less likely to speak up. But we even let dumb stuff slide. For example, less than 3% of the people in the study told a researcher that they had a smudge on their face, even though he had it there on purpose.
I mean, it's kind of like spinach in the teeth.
Yeah.
Is there an easy way to decide if you should speak up? Just ask yourself, would you want them to be honest with you if the roles were reversed? I have a feeling that the water cooler talk is very much full of Chris Rock and Will Smith this morning.
WQKS. Nobody going to be criticizing somebody at work.
No, it might be a few fights, though.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Hey, today is Respect Your Cat Day, and nobody respects their cat more than their very own Lynn Hall.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We got some crazy cat ladies in the studio.
I know. I absolutely love it. Lynn Hall is our resident cat woman. Lynn brings her cats to work.
And
they're called the copycats because yes. Lynn Hall is in the production department that writes copy and produces it.
The copy department, yes.
Right. So she brought one of her cats in here today because she knows I love cats. Yeah. So,
just started
what's
sneezing.
The cat's name?
Figaro.
It's not that we don't think you could answer these questions, but just in case, we brought Sam Tyler in because she's another cat
she
woman.
Has cats also.
She doesn't bring her cats to work, but
no, Odin would wreck this place.
Odin?
Odin, yes.
Okay, and do you have more than one cat?
Yeah, I have Odin and Marley.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go, ladies. We'll take you one at a time. Lynn
okay.
first.
All right.
2/3 of Americans say they would rather spend a day alone with their cat than with their significant other.
Do I need to answer it or can I just laugh?
Can we just go by your laugh?
Just
as
go by the laughter, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sam Tyler, you got two cats and a man at home.
I'm going to say yeah.
Ooh. You're going to say yes?
Yes. I would love some alone time with the kitties because they're obsessed with Dale and not me.
All right.
If you need alone time, 83% of Americans take naps with their cats.
Lynn?
Well, yeah. Well, they'll lay on you no matter what. So, yeah.
Like in your office?
You take a nap.
You take a nap. Yeah, if I lay on the floor in my office, she's, you know,
I didn't
on
know you laid on the floor in your office, but okay. So do you take a cat nap with the cat?
Yes.
Or do you take a nap and the cat joins you later?
It depends.
Semantics.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
As long as there's a cat and a nap involved, I'm a happy camper.
Okay, good enough. And finally, 4 out of 10 Americans say their cats understand them better than their human friends. Lynn?
Well, yeah, in a way. If you don't feel like what you're talking again, if you don't feel well, they know it. They'll lay on you if they know that you're like anxious.
So what
or
are you
nervous.
Saying then? Like Karina and I don't
I feel
understand
personally
you?
Victimized.
Okay. Odin knows when I've had like therapy without fail. Those days I can count on Odin on my chest, laying his head, giving me
aww.
The snugs.
That's nice.
And I feel like it's because he knows that like I had therapy. Yeah.
Ladies, I can't tell if you need more cats or better friends.
Or more therapy.
We'll take both.
Yes.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Our parting shot has to do with a cat who sings the blues.
Oh, it is. It's good.
You won't want to miss it. It's coming up next.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next. Alicia Taylor in the afternoon. And Sam Tyler, the other cat woman, will be on with you tonight. Our parting shot today on Respect Your Cat Day is a cat.
He's feeling the blues.
That sings the blues, yeah.
He knows his part.
Okay.
angst in his now.
Yeah. Kicks right up on that riff. So love and respect your cat.
See a cat commercial in that cat's future.
A cat food commercial at least. Yeah, sure.
WQKX. Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.